City Council, regular meeting, January 23rd, 2020.
The regular City Council meeting of January 23rd, 2020 will now come to order. Will the clerk please call the roll?
Ms. Arboleda. Mr. Bishop.
Here.
Mr. Davidson.
Here.
Mr. Haynes. Mr. Walker.
Here.
Mr. Whedon.
Here.
You have a quorum.
Thank you. Please stand for the invocation that's going to be given by Major Dave Davis. Remain standing for the Pledge of Allegiance.
Good evening. It's a blessing to have an indoor job. Join me, please. Gracious Heavenly Father, we give you the praise and glory. Thank you for the privilege that we have to gather here this evening to exercise our freedoms and our liberties. And just now, Father, we lift up our mayor and each member of the council and our staff. And Father, for those many men and women who work behind the scenes in the boards and committees, just now we ask for your continued blessing upon them as they deal with the items on tonight's agenda, working for the good of today and the days ahead. Thank you, Father, for your continued blessing upon our community. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.
Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, Major Dave. We have before us the minutes from January 9th, 2020 regular meeting. Are there any additions or corrections? Mr. Whedon?
Thank you, Madam Mayor. Move to approve the minutes of the January 9th, 2020 regular council meeting.
Second.
Okay, will the clerk please call the roll?
Mr. Bishop.
Yes.
Mr. Davidson.
Yes.
Mr. Walker.
Yes.
Mr. Whedon.
Yes.
Does anyone wish to change their vote? Motion passes, Your Honor.
Thank you. The next item under persons to be heard is a proclamation applauding the U.S. Coast Guard and proclaiming U.S. Coast Guard Appreciation Day, and we have retired commander and council member Whedon to read this for us, please.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. Proclamation applauding the United States Coast Guard presence in Kodiak. Whereas the citizens of Kodiak wish to acknowledge and honor the men and women of the United States Coast Guard, and whereas members of the Coast Guard are our friends and neighbors who contribute their time and talents to the well-being of our community, and whereas we are deeply grateful to the men and women of the Coast Guard and their families for the sacrifice and devotion to duty which preserve the safety of our country, our state, our fishermen, and the boating public. And whereas the Kodiak community will gather on Friday, February 7th, 2020, in a celebration to honor and thank all members of the Coast Guard and their families. Now therefore, I, Pat Branson, Mayor of the City of Kodiak, Alaska, do hereby proclaim February 7th, 2020 as Coast Guard Appreciation Day in Kodiak, and urge Kodiak residents to recognize our Coast Guard community for the individual and collective efforts in making Kodiak and all the navigable waters of Alaska a safer and better place to live, work, and play. To the men and women of the United States Coast Guard, we applaud you. Dated this 23rd day of January 2020, City of Kodiak, Pat Branson, Mayor.
Thank you, Mr. Whedon. And we have this evening Commander Daniel Rogers is here. If you would come forward, please, sir. And we're happy to thank you for all your service, everyone. In base Kodiak. Did you want to say a few words?
No.
Okay.
Appreciate the support.
Thanks for being here.
Absolutely.
Thank you for all you do.
Thank you.
Okay, the next item under persons to be heard is for public comments. Comments are limited to 3 minutes. If you'd like to address the council, please come forward, state your name, and sign in, or you may call in at 486-3231. Anyone wanting to address the council, just come forward, turn on the mic, sign in, and state your name, please.
Members of the council, thank you for this opportunity to provide public testimony tonight. My name is Jason Bunch. I've been a resident of Kodiak for 22 years. I have two boys, ages 8 and 16, whose active lives have provided me the experience to speak with you today about the importance of supporting the project to enhance Kodiak's skating rink. I understand it doesn't warrant top priority right now, but at least keep it under consideration. For many families, including my own, youth activities are a vital part of growing our children. A quick look at our Parks and Rec calendar yesterday lists various facilities in which these activities are offered, to include the aquatics facility for public swim and swim lessons and the swim team, the school gymnasiums for city league, basketball, and volleyball, and the teen center for racquetball and pickleball. Does anybody actually know what pickleball is?
I
have no idea.
Seniors play it a lot.
And lastly, the ice rink is open for public skate and hockey. With all these opportunities, it's obvious you and our community are committed to supporting youth activities, which is commended and appreciated by all of us who value its importance. And for me, it has impacted my family greatly. The ice rink, we spend many hours there, and they're all quality time. I don't know what my family time would be like without it. The rink plays a vital role both with and without ice for families, individual youth, schools, churches, private companies. Through events such as soccer, basketball, hockey, public ice skating, school events, and teaching modules from the school, and picnics. Improvements to this facility enhances support to our families, children, and the community. It's especially important during our demanding winter months, when keeping our youth active and involved is invaluable. It is currently utilized by over 30,000 skaters each winter. If you haven't seen the rink in action, I invite you to swing by, perhaps catch a high school game on Saturday nights, or perhaps see the 8 to 12 year olds playing all Saturday. The rink is utilized every single day of the week, all winter long. It's a true blessing to our youth. Being open to the weather makes using the current rink difficult, especially maintaining a usable sheet of ice. Current plans to enclose the rink will allow for more efficient maintenance, use, and ability to host visitors for our growing programs. Also included are restrooms for the entire Baranoff Park and a provision for the island's first indoor walking area. I feel these improvements will enhance local business through supporting visiting hockey teams and improve quality of life for our community throughout the year. Thank you for your continued service and the privilege to testify as a member of this community on behalf of all user groups of the ice rink facility. I'd be happy to answer questions or do any research if you guys wish. Thank you.
Thank you, Jason. We really appreciate those comments.
Thank you.
Anyone else wanting to speak tonight to the council, you may come forward, sign in, state your name, or you may call in at 486-3231. Anyone wanting to address the council?
Good evening, Mayor and City Council. My name is Brian Himmelblum. I spent the first 12 years in Kodiak in the city, and now I'm a Pearl resident, so you might be asking why I'm here at a City Council meeting. Back on January 15th, I had the opportunity to voice concerns to the Alaska Marine Transportation Advisory Board teleconference statewide. I believe I was the only one from Kodiak who called in. And of course, the mayor serves on that board, which we're really appreciative of. I think there are about 70 people that were on the call. And there are a lot of issues, I think, that need to be addressed because, you know, the ferry is very important to this community and all of Southwest Alaska, and also to the villages which it Tustamia serves. I looked through the statute and all the operating conditions, and there is a line in there where you can form a regional advisory committee. And I'm thinking this might be something that could be a joint committee between the City Council and the borough, whereby you can get interested persons like myself to step up and volunteer and try to assist. I mean, I don't use the ferry that often, but I do realize it's great importance to this community. So that's something that maybe you could look into, setting up that kind of committee.
Go ahead, Mr. Himmelblum. I have a response for you, but please go ahead.
Okay. And then the other one, yesterday, Spaceport Complex Kodiak came to town, and I was hoping I could see their talk tonight at the borough work session, but that got canceled because of a quorum difficulty. Nevertheless, I'm a little bit disappointed in their performance in terms of public access. It was a 3-hour session, and the first 2 hours, it was just the CEO and the gentleman who's with Aurora Services, Launch Services, speaking. And they said, oh, we want to hear from you. We'd love to hear from you. We'd like to hear from you. And so in the last hour, we were able to speak, but they limited us to 2 minutes, which is less than what we get here. So I'm really, really disappointed. Not only that, there's on their web, you can't see any of the information that the public advisory group for the rocket launch provides, meaning citizens like myself don't know what's really going on. We can't comment other than those few and fleeting sessions that are available to the public. So I don't know what the city council can do, but I know they're talking about building something like housing out in the out at Narrow Cape, once again, which would take money away from this from the city. Thank you.
Just a minute, Mr. Bloom. I just want to respond because I don't know if you're going to be here at the end of the meeting with my comments, but I wanted to let you know that the governor has appointed an Alaska Marine Highway System Reshaping Committee, and under boards and commissions on the state website, if you're interested in that, you can put your name in.
Okay?
Okay. And there are three public seats, two legislators, public seat, and then I think there are three people from the state DOT.
Great. Thank you.
You're welcome. That. Anyone else wanting to address the council at this time? Again, you can come forward, state your name, sign in. You may also call in at 486-3231.
Good evening, Madam Mayor, members of the council. I'm here to applaud you for two items on your capital list, one on the federal list and also the state list, number 5 on each one. And it's in the amount of $3.5 million for a recreational facility, which is basically the upgrade to the hockey rink. There also was a desire to have an indoor walking track in that project. I'm part of the committee that is volunteering to help get funds, matching funds for this project. We had a meeting with training with Lori from, forget the name of the group.
Wolf.
Anyway, we had Larry Wolf, and that went very well. The mayor participated. We went down through the projects. We had, what you saw, your recent meeting, 4 projects and 4 different values to them, ranging from $2.4 million to $5.1 million, I think it was. And the group, looking at all that, decided that the $3.1 million one was what they thought was doable. We were looking at how to get matching grants for that. I see that that decision is reflected here, 3.5. I think it's something that the group wants to work closely with the city on, and I think that that training was a good start on that. We'll be meeting again next week to fine-tune what we learned from that and start to project how we're going to set up our funding plan and our asking plan. We had 10 folks who were very excited and interested at that meeting, which is astounding. Good support in the community. When we did have discussions about the facility itself, there was a discussion about the rink, the upgrade to the walls, but one thing that was very important was the indoor walking track and being on the ground floor. So I didn't notice that mentioned in here. It probably slipped out when you made adjustments, but it would be a good thing if that was mentioned in there, because we've heard from a lot of people in the last year that that's something that's very important to them. And I think it will help the project's success. I really look forward to working with you Our honorary chair is John Glover. He couldn't make it tonight, but he will probably be participating in the future. And we look forward to the group, the volunteer group, making reports to the council periodically, and so we're on track. Thank you very much for this, and we fully support those.
Perfect timing, Mr. Ogg. Thank you. Anyone else wanting to address the council at this time? You may come forward, state your name, sign in, or call in at 486-3231. Anyone else wanting to speak to the council at this time? No one on the phone? Okay, on that, we'll go to unfinished business, of which we have none, and we'll go right into new business. And the first item under new business is the first reading of ordinance number 1392, authorizing a 25-year lease of certain real property in Triton Basin to Redemption Incorporated, doing business as Island Air Service. Could we have the staff report, please?
Thank you, Madam Mayor. Island Air Service has leased two parcels of land at Triton Basin Floatplane Facility since the summer of 2011. Island Air Service initiated a request to lease additional property at Triton Basin Floatplane Facility in November of 2019. The additional property includes what is commonly known and under current lease with the city as Andrew Airways Incorporated. Negotiations were held with the business owners of Redemption Incorporated, doing business as Island Air Service, requesting a survey and legal descriptions of the properties to prepare the lease documents. In place of two lease agreements, Andrew Airways and Island Air, this ordinance combines the two leases into one lease for a term of just over 25 years, ending on June 30th, 2045. The initial rent will be $23,700, with the annual increases of 2% beginning on July 1st, 2020.
Thank you, Mike. What's the council's pleasure? Mr. Davidson?
Thank you, Madam Mayor. I move to pass ordinance number 1392 in the first reading and advance to the second reading and public hearing at the next regular or special council meeting.
Second.
Okay, is there any council discussion? Mr. Widman?
Thank you, Madam Mayor. This is an important piece of business we have before us tonight. The opportunity to transfer this lease, in essence, from Andrew Air over to Island Air for a period of 25 years is really all about economic development for Triton Basin and our aviation facilities. So this gives an opportunity for us to continue to grow our tourism business through Island Air's work down there with their float planes, bear viewing, and all the other things they do. It also brings continued revenue to us, the city, as we continue to find ways to balance the budget in the Triton Basin or the Triton Air in terms of the funding for that. So this is an important lease, and I strongly support this. Thank you.
Any other council discussion? Will the clerk please call the roll?
Mr. Davidson?
Yes.
Mr. Walker?
Yes.
Mr. Whedon?
Yes.
Mr. Bishop?
Yes.
Does anyone wish to change their vote? Motion passes, Your Honor.
Thank you. The next item under due business is resolution number 2020-03, rescinding resolution number 2014-36, and reestablishing a records retention schedule. And could we have a staff report from the clerk, please?
Thank you, Your Honor. Records retention schedules are a key element in effective records management programs. The resolution before you will rescind previously adopted schedules. The work on this revision started in the fall of 2019, and we work closely with the records coordinators, department directors, and with the city attorney. We also use resources such as the state retention schedule to reflect current practices. This new retention schedule determines the length of time records should be kept, how they are maintained and stored, and how they should be destroyed. Kudos to the deputy clerk for her willingness to take on such an overwhelming project. I believe it is in the best interest of the city to adopt this resolution. I ask for your support to adopt, and I, along with the deputy clerk, are here to answer any questions that you may have. Thank you.
Madam Clerk, what is the council's pleasure? Mr. Bishop.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. Move to adopt resolution number 2020-03.
Second.
Is there any council discussion? Mr. Whitten.
Just one quick comment, and I'll just read through all the packet here and just look at the volume of work that was accomplished. I just want to just give really strong congratulations and well done to Deputy Clerk. This is just an amazing piece of work, so thank you for your dedication and professionalism.
Any other council discussion? Will the clerk please call the roll?
Mr. Walker.
Yes.
Mr. Whedon.
Yes.
Mr. Bishop.
Yes.
Mr. Davidson.
Yes.
Does anyone wish to change their vote? Motion passes, Your Honor.
The third item under new business is resolution number 2020-04, adopting a fiscal year 2021 state capital improvement program. Could we have the staff report, please?
Thank you, Madam Mayor. Each year, the city identifies capital improvement projects according to the maintenance and or improvement of the city's infrastructure, as well as the issues that are important to the city and the greater community. Council reviewed the draft outlining the proposed state requests and issues at the December 10, 2019 work session. Resolution number 2020-04 reflects the prioritized list of funding requests for the city's main infrastructure related projects as outlined for fiscal year 2021 and will be submitted to our Alaska legislature via the capital project submission and information system known as CAPSIS upon adoption by council. The five projects included in the resolution will provide formality to the city's concerns and allow the mayor, council, and staff to promote the city's interests. So the items on our list tonight are the new fire station phase two. The request is $20 million. The outdoor warning sirens, tsunami siren, $370,000. St. Herman Harbor infrastructure replacement at $10 million. Wastewater treatment plant facility at $19 million. And the parks and recreation facility upgrade, as we heard a little bit tonight, at $3.5 million.
Oh, sorry. Okay, what's the council's pleasure? Mr. Davidson?
Excuse me. I turned to the wrong.
You have the...
Right here.
Oh, there you go. Okay.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. Move to adopt resolution number 2020-04.
Okay. Okay, and is there amendment to the main motion? Mr. Bishop?
Thank you, Madam Mayor. Move to amend resolution number 2020-04 by substitution.
Second.
Okay, is there any council discussion on this amendment? Mr. Whitten.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. And for the public, this amendment changes the amount for the parks and rec. It's on page 7 of the packet, but changes the amount for the ice rink upgrade from 3.5 to 3.1 to reflect the most current estimate of cost, which would include covering the facility and also putting a ground level track, plus the bathrooms and all the changing rooms. So that's the current number we have. So we changed that from three, we're suggesting you change that from 3.5 to 3.1 to reflect that estimate.
Any other council discussion? Will the clerk please call the roll on the amendment?
Mr. Whedon.
Yes.
Mr. Bishop.
Yes.
Mr. Davidson.
Yes.
Mr. Walker.
Yes.
Does anyone wish to change their vote? Motion passes, Your Honor.
Is there any other discussion on the main motion as amended? Okay, so the clerk, please call the roll on the main motion.
Mr. Bishop.
Yes.
Mr. Davidson.
Yes.
Mr. Walker.
Yes.
Mr. Whedon.
Yes.
Does anyone wish to change their vote? Motion passes, Your Honor.
The next item under business is resolution number 2020-05, adopting the federal fiscal year 2020 federal issues list and fiscal year 2021 federal capital list. Could we have a staff report, please?
Thank you, Madam Mayor. This list is somewhat similar, but not exactly. Council reviewed the federal requests and issues at the December 10th, 2019 work session and prioritized the capital projects list. Staff worked closely with the city's federal lobbyists, Brad Gilman and Sebastian and Kelly of Robertson, Montego, and Eastbaugh, to articulate the list of projects and issues which the mayor will promote in Washington, D.C. Our number one priority is the fire station phase two, again in the amount of $20 million. The wastewater treatment plant ultraviolet system in the amount of $5.3 million. St. Herman Harbor infrastructure replacement in the amount of $10 million. The wastewater treatment plant facility again at $19 million, that's the overall facility. Parks and Recreation facility upgrade in the amount of $3.5 million. There were revisions to the Pink Salmon Disaster Assistance and the Gulf of Alaska Pacific Cod Disaster Assistant is new this year. Resolution number 2020-05 reflects the prioritized list of funding for the city's main infrastructure-related projects and other federal issues as outlined above for federal fiscal year 2021 and will be submitted to our Alaska delegation upon adoption by council. These are not the only funding and policy issues the city will pursue in the coming year, but they are important because they benefit the entire community and region.
Thank you, Mike. What's the council's pleasure? Mr. Walker.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. Move to adopt resolution number 2020-05.
Second.
And is there amendment to the motion? Mr. Whitten?
Thank you, Madam Mayor. Move to amend resolution number 2020-05 by amending the amount for the Parks and Recreation Facility upgrade on page 3 of 5 of the resolution by striking out $3,500,000 and inserting $3,100,000.
Was there a second, Mr. Davidson?
Yes.
Okay. Is there council discussion on the amendment? Mr. Whitten.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. And this amendment is to so that our federal list matches our state list. And I would just point out to the thing, what is looking at this is that the Parks and Rec, the ice rink facility is number 5 on the list. But if you look at what's the 4 ahead of that, it's a fire station for $20 million, wastewater treatment plant, UV system for 5.3. There's St. Herman's Harbor. This is just a piece of the whole St. Herman's Harbor replacement. That's $10 million. The actual project is far more than that. And then there's a wastewater treatment plant facility upgrade for $19 million, and then our Parks and Rec. So I just wanted to point out that the Parks and Rec quality of life issue is right up there with all of our major infrastructure needs. So that really underscores, I think, the effort of the council and the public in pushing this forward. Thank you.
Any other council discussion on the amendment? Will the clerk please call the roll on the amendment?
Mr. Bishop.
Yes.
Mr. Davidson.
Yes.
Mr. Walker?
Yes.
Mr. Whedon?
Yes.
Does anyone wish to change their vote? Motion passes, Your Honor.
And is there any discussion, further discussion on the main motion as amended? Okay. Will the clerk call the roll on the main motion as amended, please?
Mr. Davidson?
Yes.
Mr. Walker?
Yes.
Mr. Whedon?
Yes.
Mr. Bishop?
Yes.
Does anyone wish to change their vote? Motion passes, Your Honor.
And the last item under new business this evening is the authorization to award a supply agreement for community jail meals to MEA Enterprises, doing business as KFC Taco Bell of Kodiak, and Silco Incorporated, doing business as Subway of Kodiak. Could we have the staff report, please?
Thank you again, Madam Mayor. On November 29, 2019, the City of Kodiak Police Department issued a request for proposal to provide jail meals for the Kodiak Community Jail. The closing date for submittals was January 10th. The department only received one proposal, Subway and KFC Taco Bell of Kodiak combined, to provide all meals. The price per person for 3 meals a day has been quoted at $19.99 for the first year. Subsequent years would increase with the Anchorage Consumer Price Index. Similar to Alaska Department of Correction practices, the jail only serves 2 meals a day on weekends and holidays. The meals from Subway and KFC Taco Bell are supplemented with applesauce, milk, juice, and coffee, which are purchased through our other local grocery stores. The daily prisoner population can fluctuate between 1 and 22 people, and on occasion it has exceeded 22. The number just a week ago was 7, for reference. Jail meals are required to be nutritional, well-balanced, and meet regular daily allowance requirement levels set to maintain good nutrition in healthy persons. Meal service is required 7 days a week, including holidays. The jail is required to accommodate prisoners with special diets, such as prisoners with religious beliefs that require adherence to a particular practice, prisoners who have been prescribed a special diet by a licensed healthcare provider or a nutritionist. The Department of Correction requires prisoners to receive at least 2 hot meals per day. In fiscal year 2019, the department spent a total of $50,797 on jail meals, and the fiscal year 2020 budget currently
The amount is projected to be about the same. This award is for a period of up to 5 years. The cost of jail meals is included in the corrections operating budget authorized by council each fiscal year.
Thank you, Mike. What's the council's pleasure? Mr. Davidson?
Thank you, Madam Mayor. Move to authorize the award of a supply agreement for community jail meals to MEA Enterprises doing business as Kentucky Fried Chicken, Taco Bell, Kodiak, Sealco Incorporated doing business as Subway at Kodiak for 5 years with funds coming from the correction of meals for prisoners line item and authorize the city manager to execute the documents on behalf of the city.
Second.
Okay, is there any council discussion? Will the clerk please call the roll?
Mr. Walker.
Yes.
Mr. Whedon.
Yes.
Mr. Bishop.
Yes.
Mr. Davidson.
Yes.
Does anyone wish to change their vote? Motion passes, Your Honor.
Okay, thank you. Now we'll go to staff reports and we'll begin with the manager, please.
Okay, I've just got a couple items here tonight. Thank you, Madam Mayor. Public Works has been hard at work plowing and removing snow, as we all have noticed. The snow dumping station located above Hillside Drive is full, so we will now be hauling snow to our Gibson Cove site. Public Works intended to remove additional accumulated snow piles and berms, so please allow equipment to get into those tight areas and remove vehicles that are stranded or left on city streets so they can get in there and take care of the snow problems. Second item, the meeting with the municipal airport leaseholders will be held Thursday, January 30th at 6 p.m. in the Community Library Multipurpose Room. The purpose of the meeting is to discuss the new lease agreements and any concerns or improvement ideas for the airport. And lastly, the city and borough staff have worked on a joint tsunami siren request for proposal advertisement and expect to publish this RFP the first week of February. The proposal lists the city and borough as separate projects, but the intent is to achieve best pricing with the total siren count. Proposals are due back March 20th. Thank you.
Thank you, Mike. Are there any questions of the city manager? Okay, we'll now go to the clerk's report, please.
Thank you, Your Honor. The City Council will hold a planning work session on Saturday, January 25th at 9 a.m. in the conference room at the Kodiak Fisheries Research Center. The next council work session is scheduled on Tuesday, February 11 at 7:30 p.m. at the library, and the next council regular meeting is scheduled on Thursday, February 13 at 7:30 p.m. here in the Assembly Chambers. Thank you.
Thank you, Madam Clerk. Are there any questions of the clerk? Okay, we'll now go to the mayor's comments. I want to thank Mr. Himmelblum for being here tonight and your comments about the Marine Highway System, which is most important to not just coastal Alaskans, but every Alaskan. We did have Mr. Haynes, who's not here this evening, but I asked him to go to Juneau to testify with Representative Stude's Transportation Committee, and he did a great job, and we're grateful that Representative Stude's held that Transportation Committee meeting, and we did get a notice today from our city lobbyists that there may be some changes going on tomorrow with our legislators and the governor's budget. So stay tuned for that. It might be a positive thing. And as I encourage Mr. Himmelblum to put his name in for the Alaska Marine Highway Reshaping Committee, that is open to residents. And if you're interested, just go to the state website, boards and commissions, and you can send in your resume. I know the governor is going to be appointing public members very quickly, probably by the middle of February. There will be two legislators appointed by the Senate President and the Speaker of the House. We do hope that Representative Stutz is selected for that, so it should be a good representative for us. So the legislature has started, and so it's going to be probably a long haul this season. We'll see what happens with that. We have our capital requests and our other issues going before them. One more note on the Alaska Marine Highway System is that we've worked with the Alaska Municipal League to bring people together, coastal community representatives, to advocate on a consistent basis through the session on how important the Marine Highway System is. So we're working through AML with that as well. I think the city crew, I think we all do, has done a great job. I've heard a lot of wonderful comments from the community on how well Public Works is keeping up with all this snow. I don't think I've seen this much snow in Kodiak since I've been here. And as you heard the manager say, the snow dump is full and going to be transferred to other places now, but it's a lot of snow. So thank you to all the staff who are out there working all the time. Coast Guard Appreciation is coming up, the dinner that the chamber hosts, and Councilmember Whitten will be taking my place there. I won't be here, and thank you for doing that. We're always grateful of the Coast Guard, not just for that dinner event, but each and every day that they're here. And then the kind of comments that we heard tonight about the ice rink, and not only on the ice rink, but other quality of life services that the city provides to our residents, whether you live in the city or the borough, for activities not only at the ice rink, but the swimming pool, as Jason was noting, is really important for living here and having family life and activities and keeping healthy. And on that note, adding that track, that indoor track, and we'll include that in the narrative of our capital projects, because it is important to mention that, as Mr. Ogg stated, and that it might put us in a place to get some health care grants. And we need to keep active in the winter, not just the younger people, but the older people as well. And having an indoor track would certainly increase our quality of life as well. Okay, those are my comments. Let's begin tonight with Mr. Whitten.
Hey, thank you, Madam Mayor. I'd also like to acknowledge the Public Works Department, and I see Craig's not here tonight, but I want to acknowledge the hard work they're doing. It's all behind the scenes. You don't see a lot of work except when you see the graders going by, but they just do a superb job. I also want to recognize staff, and if anybody reads the paper or just listens to this meeting, it might seem sort of dry or very superficial, well, not superficial is the wrong word, but easy to get through, but there's so much hard work that goes on behind the scenes by staff, by the department heads, that probably you don't usually hear about, but to keep everything running smoothly, whether it's snow removal, whether it's keeping the Zamboni working on the ice rink, whatever it is, there's just a tremendous amount of work that's done within the city just to improve our quality of life. So I just wanted to pass that on as a compliment to everybody involved. And finally, just as the mayor mentioned, Coast Guard Appreciation Dinner, I just wanted to just remind everybody that we, in 2007, we were designated, Kodiak was designated as the fifth Coast Guard city in the nation, and there's been several others since then, but it took a tremendous amount of work to do that, not because we didn't deserve it, but there was so much that the community does that all needed to be documented, everything from just how the Coast Guard and the community interrelate, how they interchange, how they rely on each other, and just the way that we work together. And you know, having some Coast Guard experience, I don't know any other community that I've ever lived in that has a Coast Guard base that works as closely and seamlessly as with the Coast Guard. So this would be an opportunity to acknowledge that and appreciate those men and women and their families who serve us. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Whitten. Mr. Davidson.
Thank you, Madam Mayor.
In a different time zone.
Yes.
Welcome home.
Having just returned here from Uruguay, where the temperature was 95 degrees last night when I left 2 days ago, and getting here and seeing this volume of snow took me a while to get used to the shock. Being that I wasn't here at the last meeting, I want to wish everybody a healthy, happy 2020. And I look forward to that inside track at the upgrade. Yeah. This weather conditions that we are presently having gives them a prime example of why something like this is really needed for the quality of life during these difficult periods where you almost have to have ice cleats on to even go out your front door. So I thank everybody, and I truly appreciate the active volunteer group that's supporting this project, and I look forward to utilizing it often. Thank you, and it's nice to be home.
Thank you, Mr. Davidson. Mr. Walker.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. My thanks go out to the Kodiak Police Department for taking care of a couple of our bear problems over on Salif. They've been over there on Salif and the neighborhoods around there. It was starting to get pretty scary, worried about, you know, children and our dogs, you know. And had a number of things tore down in my around my house late at night. So, but thanks again. I hate to see that happen, but you know, we just can't keep letting it happen. So, another thing is thanks to Public Works, the snow removal for this season looks like it's going to be never ending. The forecast for this weekend and next week is more snow. And my hat goes off to the group for the multi-use facility of Baranoff Park. I think it's a great idea. It's one that's been needing to come our way for a while. We're very proud of our parks and what we've done here in the city of Kodiak, giving them places for kids and people to go and alternatives. And it's great to go down there and see all the kids and the families using all the facilities year round. So my hat goes off to you guys. I'm a big supporter of that, I think most of you know. And then also thanks to Mike and your staff. And you know, you guys do a lot of work behind the scenes, and we very much appreciate it. And with that, thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Walker. And Mr. Bishop.
Thank you, Madam Mayor. Good evening, everybody. I would just like to say thank you to all the community members who come and take their time to give public comment. It makes our meetings a little bit more uplifting to hear back from you guys, whether it's constructive comments or positive comments, so thank you for that. Also, I would just like to echo our planning work session this Saturday at 9 a.m. at the Kodiak Fisheries Research Center. I believe it's open to the public. There is public comment in the beginning of the meeting. And just to touch base on a couple of items that we go over are the accomplishments and council goals, future council goals, as well as infrastructure needs. So definitely I encourage everyone to be a part of the process. And with that said, drive safe. I hear we have more snow coming this weekend. So enjoy. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Bishop. The next item on the agenda is for audience comments again. If you'd like to speak to the council, please come forward, state your name, sign in. You have 3 minutes to speak, and you may also call in at 486-3231. Anyone wanting to address the council at this time?
Good evening, Mayor Branson, council members, staff. I'm Major Dave Davis, representing the Kodiak Corps of Salvation Army. I wanted to share with you the nonprofit grant report for 6 months. The city had allotted us $15,000. So far we've used $4,031. And the breakdown for that is $2,117 was used for lodging homeless, placement, homeless prevention. This number seems kind of low, but we also have a grant from the borough, so it's kind of a joint. And the first 2 months of the application is in the process, so it's really 4 months, but paperwork says 6 months. $658 has been utilized towards operating the Beachcomber Transitional Housing Program. If it wasn't for your grant, I would really be pressed to keep that open. So thank you very much for supporting that program. $1,456 was used for our Christmas food boxes. If you're interested, I share these numbers with you. The last 3 years in our Christmas center, our first year back, I think we had about 100 families. And then we had 97 families, and then 73 families, and this year only 60. When my wife and I were here before, we were doing 135 plus families. So there's a big shift in our community as far as from my level, from where I'm at. Plus there's 10% of our funding is for our administration. So in that food bank, as you know, we've enlarged our food bank services. So we had from the 21st of October till the 21st of January, we've helped 332 families. So that's 745 individuals. We've given out well over 20,000 pounds of food. The Coast Guard base, Safeway, Walmart, and Al's, Cost Savers are a big contributing. Plus, we've had food drives by various folks like KEA and the schools, and so it's been a great community effort to make that happen. That 20,000 pounds of food, that's just for the people coming into the food bank. That's not counting the individual nonprofits that we help support. So it's really a community effort. The community is only using us as a steward. It's not our food. The community gives it to us and we distribute it. It's really just stewardship. If there's any way we can improve or anything you think we can do to make things better, run smoother, make a greater outreach, I'm open. If there's any questions.
Thank you, Major Dave. Great work, and we're glad that you're here and you've taken over the, Salvation Army's taken over the food bank. It's most important.
Well, we've had a lot of help without our volunteers. Oh my. Thank you so much for your support.
Thank you. Anyone else wanting to address the council at this time, please come forward, state your name, sign in, and you may also call in at 486. Oh, your time's up. No. Go ahead, Brian. Just sign in and state your name.
Sign in again, or?
Yeah, you can sign in again.
Okay.
It's fine. Thank you.
Thank you again, Mayor and City Council members. Yes, this has been quite a snow dump in Kodiak. I've been here 33 years, and I don't remember something like this being so long and prolonged. And it brings to the point of cars that are continually being parked or not being removed, which is impeding removal of snow from roads is a hazard. I don't know what your what the method for enforcement is. Can we start ticketing these? Can they be towed? It's becoming a real issue. But if we, besides that, if we talk about walking on sidewalks, the sidewalks need to be tackled. I know it's been a real hard year to try to remove snow, but if we're encouraging students to walk to school, they can't walk on the sidewalks because they are heavily inundated with snow. In fact, today I was driving on Rezanov, and there's kids that are walking on the side of the road, which I think is kind of a dangerous precedent. You know, the roads are slippery, one bad break, and we could have a real serious incident. So I don't know what the plan is for doing the major sidewalks in the city. Borough has its own problems, but we don't have as many sidewalks. But I would think at least around the schools and getting across those crosswalks, I think would be really important to put that as a priority, especially before the next snow dump comes. It's just gonna make it very challenging. So it's two factors, you know, people not moving their boats and cars and trailers and whatnot that are on our city roads that are packed in there. I don't know how they're gonna chisel them out of those parking spots. Thank you.
Thank you, Brian. And if you would like to speak with our city manager after the meeting, I'm sure he can fill you in on what we're doing and the priority with the sidewalks. He's had that information.
Okay, great.
Already. Thank you, though. Anyone else wanting to make public comment this evening? Again, please come forward, state your name, calling in 486-3231. Any other comments? No phone calls? Okay, on that note, may I have a motion to adjourn? Mr. Davidson?
Thank you, Madam Mayor. Move to adjourn.
Second.
Will the clerk please call the roll?
Madam Mayor and council members, before I call the roll, I would like to reflect for the record and also in the minutes that council member Haynes will be excused and not considered absent because he's traveling on behalf
city
of the city.
Okay. With our new format, that,
yes.
That he's not counted
yep.
as being absent because of that, right? Or excused.
That's correct.
Yeah.
Yep.
Thank
I
you.
Didn't want to be remiss in
yeah,
not noting that for the record. Thank you.
Okay.
Mr. Whedon?
Yes.
Mr. Bishop?
Yes.
Mr. Davidson?
Yes.
Mr. Walker?
Yes.
Does anyone wish to change their vote? Motion passes.
The meeting is adjourned.
Thank you.